extension of HOPS out to 500 parsecs, EHOPS. I, identification and modeling of protostars in the Aquila molecular clouds, by Rivaj Pokhrel et al. We present a Spitzer, Herschel-focused survey of the Aquila molecular clouds, d approximately 436% as part of the EHOPS, extension of HOPS out to 500 parsecs, census of nearby protostars. For every source detected in the Herschel, PAX bands, the EHOPS Aquila catalog contains 1 to 850 SEDs assembled from 2 MASS, Spitzer, Herschel, WISE, and JCMT, SCUBA 2 data. Using a newly developed set of criteria, we classify objects by their SEDs as protostars, pre-MS sequence stars with disks, and galaxies. A total of 172 protostars are found in Aquila, tightly concentrated in the molecular filaments that thread the clouds. Of these, 72% are class 0 protostars, 53% class 1 protostars, 43% are flat spectrum protostars, and 42% are class 2 sources. 10 of the class 0 protostars are young PAX bright red sources similar to those discovered in Orion. We compare the SEDs to a grid of radiative transfer models to constrain the luminosities, envelope densities, and envelope masses of the protostars. A comparison of the EHOPS Aquila to the HOPS protostars in Orion finds the protostellar luminosity functions are statistically indistinguishable, the bolometric temperatures, envelope masses of EHOPS Aquila protostars are shifted to cooler temperatures, higher masses, and the EHOPS Aquila protostars do not show the decline in luminosity with evolution found in Orion. We briefly discuss whether these differences are due to biases between the samples, diverging star formation histories, or the influence of environment on protostellar evolution. This was extension of HOPS out to 500 parsecs, EHOPS. I, identification and modeling of protostars in the Aquila molecular clouds, by Rivaj Pokhrel et al.